The post-match interview.
With the man that we were speaking about that we thought was very, very good today, Brandon Ellis with Drew Jones.
Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, he certainly was. 28 disposals, 27-point win. Brandon, well done today. Thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. It was a grind, but I guess you always had the Giants at arm's length.
Yeah, it was a grind. You know, we come out firing in that first quarter. I think we won the tackle count and the contested possession count. And then that second quarter, we sort of fell away from that and, you know, let them back in the game. But yeah, it was just a good, hard-fought effort. They're a quality side, GWS, and yeah, we love getting them at G.
Do you feel like you're starting to really build some momentum into this season now? Six games to go after this fifth position and I guess a good run home at the G as well?
Yeah, definitely. And we knew our best footy was going to come in the second half of the year. You know, we were unlucky and had all these injuries at the start of the year. But Tim always, you know, said that our best footy is going to be in the second half of the year. And, you know, we strongly believe that. And we've still got a lot of work to do. But, you know, yeah, it's pretty good feeling at the moment.
Brandon, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Darren Berry upstairs, Sean Higgins alongside me, Benny Cass and Heath Buck. How do you assess your own form, mate? We thought you were very good today, 28 possessions, but how would you assess your season so far?
That was a bit of a rocky start at the start of the year. You know, I didn't get picked for round one, and then I probably had a couple of stinkers, but, you know, Dimmer backed me in and let me play and, you know, put me back in the midfield where I think I play my best footy. You know, I'm just trying to go out there every week and play a role for the team. You know, that's what we're about at the Tigers. But, yeah, you know, sometimes you get rewarded for effort. And, you know, I thought the boys were fantastic today.
25 years of age, Brandon. You've been around the scene a fair while, obviously. 160-odd games alongside your name. So confidence, I'm imagining, still plays a huge part at this level. And when you get a string of games together, it gives you an opportunity to just build week on week.
Yeah, it does. And it allows you, you know, to sort of ride that momentum and ride that wave. Playing most weeks now, you can sort of just back yourself in and back your strengths in. And, you know, Dimmer's been fantastic for me this year. You know, just allowed me to play to my strengths and just sort of play my own game. Yes, you know, there's some things that I do need to clean up and, you know, probably stand out sometimes. But, you know, I can bring other things to the table, you know, that sort of, make it even.
Jackie Riewoldt back in today. Only kicked the one goal, but just looks a real presence. He and Lynch up forward. Must be exciting, you know, if you get it out of the midfield and you look up and there's Lynch one side, Riewoldt the other side, and then those exciting small forwards up there gives you a real potent forward look.
Yeah, it does. And it sort of, you know, it allows Lynch to sort of be one out as well. And, you know, Lynch is a, you know, contested ball one-on-one, but, you know, sort of since Riewoldt's been out, he's sort of been, you know, double-teamed and, you know, third man in it. It's just been hard for him. And, you know, having Jack back's going to be fantastic because, you know, you've got two quality forwards, you know, probably two of the best forwards in the competition that you've got to, you know, stretch opposition's defences. Yeah, it's fantastic having Jack back today.
Brandon, we at one stage we were calling him scrambled, then he went to hard-boiled.
Poached.
We called him Googie, even Sunny Side Up got a run. What do you call Derek Egg Malesi Smith? What's his nickname around the club?
Hard one for us to call.
No, we just call him Iggy.
Easy. Yeah, that's it. With Googie. Call him
good
Googie.
Good old Iggy.
Yeah, an old Iggy. You did okay on debut. Good to see the kids getting a run. And obviously slippery, wet conditions. It was just sort of pushing the ball forward as much as you could.
Yeah, it was just wet weather footy today. You know, the last couple of weeks have been like that. And, he sort of just got to play the percentages when it's wet. And I thought we'd do that pretty well today.
Brandon, tell us a little bit about Shai Bolton, because second week in a row,
he's
26 disposals last week, and I think he had 29 today, playing it, you know, a role in the midfield, and just seems to have a lot of energy and a lot of skill about him.
Yeah, he's a gun, Shai. We've always known, you know, he's been a gun inside our four walls. He's just been sort of starved of opportunity, but, you know, he's been given his opportunity this year, and, he's flourishing in the midfield. He just brings that X factor that, you know, that all those sort of Indigenous boys have. You've got Eggy, he's got the X Factor. You've got Stacky, he's got the X Factor. And, Shay's X Factor is pretty cool. I love him playing with Shai and love him playing with him in the midfield.
We've spoken about Batchelhooly. We're thinking he's having just such a good season, you know, such an experienced player. And we're talking at halftime about all Australian prospects. He'd have to be right up there this year, Batchelhooly.
Yeah, he's a gun. He runs so bloody hard. You know, his work rate to contest is awesome. Yeah, he's a good defender. I think he was pretty good again today, Bashir. And he just drives the ball forward for us as well. And the forwards love it when it's in his hands because he rarely misses a target.
Brandon, you mentioned you love getting them at the G. You put GWS aside. You've got the next six at the G leading in. I mean, that's a luxury, really, isn't it? You do play it well, and you've got, I think, three of those are interstate sides that have to come. We'll call it the house of pain for the Tigers because you play it so well.
Yeah, you know, we sort of have the last couple of years. You know, we love playing at the G. We had a bit of a tough run the first half of the year, but we've sort of been looked after for the second half of the year. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the next 6 weeks. You know, we play some quality opposition. I think we've got Brisbane, West Coast, Port Adelaide, all above us. So, yeah, looking forward to obviously Port next week, which is going to be great.
Last one, Brandon. We spoke about it up here. You answer it however you wish at this time of the year, but you're out of contract at the end of the year. We were debating.
Oh, I got to go, see ya.
Yeah, I thought you'd give us that one. Just flicked us the fine leg. You want to stay at the Tigers?
Oh, bloody oath I do. I love the Tigers. You know, I love the club and I love what we're about. You know, I think we're building something special again this year, and you know, can't wait to be part of it. So yeah, it was something, you know, we sort itself out, I'm sure.
That's a good enough answer for us, mate. Well done today and good luck for the remainder of the year and into the finals.
Thanks very much. Have a good one.
Brandon Ellis downstairs, 28 possessions today. I thought he actually was going to give us the flick, but he stayed with us. And
the post-match interview.